like an animal, talks like an animal, must be an animal. Come hear the animal, talking animal, talking animal. Walks like an animal, talks like an animal, must be an animal. Come hear the animals, talking animals, talking animals.
All right, good morning and happy Juneteenth. I'm Duncan Strauss, and that's Rebecca Pulley with the fabulous Talking Animals theme she created for us a while back. But we don't just have her on Memrex, we have her live, too, in the studio, as we do Ann Van Atta, Gracie Grishup, Harry Hayward, Judy Tampa, George Pappas, Scott Elliott, Mark Murphy, and Ronnie Elliott. They've all been kind enough to gather at this decidedly non-rock and roll hour to help me mark the 10th anniversary of Talking Animals. So thank you all. And quickly, I launched a program in California at KUCI in June of 2003, coming to WNF near the end of 2005. So we're here today to celebrate the 10 years, mostly with an hour devoted to these wonderful musicians performing animal songs. So we're going to kick it off with Gracie Grishup, and maybe before each song we could have the singer say whatever they want to about the song, but also about any animals they live with, cat, dog, whatever, and their names. If there was ever time to give shout-outs to animals, I'd say this would be it. So so singer-songwriter Gracie Grishup fronts the Sunset Bridge Band, a terrific group that's played a couple of different Talking Animals events over the years, and today she's joining us solo. Gracie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We actually played the very first Talking Animals.
Indeed, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first festival.
At Laurie Park.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. That was fun. Well, I'm gonna sing the song to get that part over with, and then I'll tell you what it's about.
Okay.
All right. This is called Melvin Big Green Eyes. Thursday night, I drove you farther north. Hang on one second. I'm getting a lot of static in mine, so I'm just going to start again.
Put this on.
Yeah. Thursday night, I drove you farther north. Took you from the cold and flooding storms and made you up a nice comfy bed. But you darted out the front door and back outside you went. Knocked on every door showing your face. I could a cat like you just vanish without a trace? I even got down on my knees and prayed. I hope I get to see you again, Melvin Big Eyes Green. Six days went by and I continued on, trying to hold back the thought you had gone. I know you loved me so and you wouldn't leave, but where could you be, my Melvin Big Eyes Green? One last trip back to my old house, sitting on the front porch with my head hung down. You came out of the blue into my arms. You looked at me and said, Mom, what took you so dang long? My Melvin Big Eyes Green.
Yay. Gracie Grishup, Melvin.
Thank you.
Right.
So sorry about that little problem with the headphones.
It's live radio and all its splendor.
I know. Yeah. So that's a song about my cat Melvin. I've had him for about 13 years. And he actually, the song kind of collaborated with, he's a walker. He thinks he's a dog. So I walk him. And even when I haven't had dogs, we walk around the neighborhood. But I moved up to Lutz a few years ago, and he's a Seminole Heights kind of cat. And he got really confused and got out the very first day and went back to the old house all the way across many, many major streets without a scratch. And he was there the sixth day. And So that's a story about Melvin's little journey.
Cool. And Gracie, any gigs or other appearances that we should mention? I saw some dates in August on the website, but anything else coming up that you want to mention, or anything Pet Pal plugging action?
Gosh, we got everything going on for Pet Pal.
All right. One or two quick plugs.
Okay. Well, since I'm I'm the director of marketing for Pet Pal Animal Shelter, so I'll give them a shout out. Woohoo! And we have all kinds of events going on for them. There's a Yappy Hour this Saturday. And we have many events in July. You go to petpalanimalshelter.com. And then as far as the band, sunsetbridgeband.com. And yeah, like you said, we have stuff up in August. Cool. We're kind of recording some new things along with this one.
Nice.
Taking a little break.
Nice. Okay, well, thanks so much. And
thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. So, by the way, since we're broadcasting from the live music studio, we're not able to take calls or see a DJ email today, but... you're thinking good thoughts, that's cool too. So now, in some ways, a signature element of Talking Animal shows on stage and in studio is Harry Hayward doing Animal Hoedown. So I was excited to learn he's doing that again for us this morning. So let's welcome Harry Hayward.
Thank you. The clean version. I'm assuming it's okay to say butt on the radio.
By all means.
Okay, good.
Let me say
it for
you. But, see,
thank
now the coast
you so
is clear.
Much. Now I can relax. Now I can relax.
Yeah.
But I was told to tell this story, and I'll tell it before the song instead of after the song. I've already told it once. I was separated from my wife, a couple of years ago, and I, the apartment I went into, I was not allowed to have dogs. And I missed my dogs greatly, so I decided I was going to sneak one of them, Franklin, also known as Frank, into my apartment to spend the night with me. So I did, and I noticed while he was there that he had worms coming out of his butt. And so the next morning, bright and early, about 7:30, I decided I better call my wife and let her know about this situation. So I called and I said, I just wanted to let you know that when Frank spent the night with me last night, I noticed he had worms coming out of his butt. And on the other end of the phone, I heard, "And to whom do you think you're speaking?" And I had called the wrong number, so somebody.
Wow.
Yeah. It was an interesting wake-up call for whoever it was.
Harry, I just like the part you were most worried about that story is the word "but," not the actual story. So,
Is that a worm story or a dog story?
I'm not sure. It could be either. Anyway, this is this goes way back a long time, and this is for my sweetie Dottie, who left the world on May the 30th. Okay. Square in the middle of a Mississippi bog set two little critters on a holler log. One was a toad and the other was a frog. Toad and a frog on a log in a bog. Hoedy the Elder was a strutter in his day, singing in a stomp and were his ways. Little Billy Frog was his protege, old gray Hoedy teaching Billy his ways. Hoedy sang the low part and Billy sang the high. Their Appalachian music lit up the Delta sky. Oh, Hoedy Toad and Billy Frog, sonny. Hoedy Toad and Billy Frog, boy. Hoedy Toad and Billy Frog. Well, a gal, but 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 a gal, gal, gal. Floating down the river came an Arkansas duck, looking for the log in the Mississippi muck. Brought along his banjo to sing and pluck. Jumped on a possum and began to sing. Riding on the back of an old gray mare came Freddy the Fly with his dulcimer. Take it, Freddy! Freddy wasn't too hot. Oh, Hoedy Toad and Billy Frog, sonny. Wally Worm and Freddy Fly shook. Sim Snake and Molly Moe, well, they're all down at the fishing hole, doing the Animal Hoedown. Roop it out, go.
Yay, Harry Hayward.
Thank you.
Harry, any animals you want to mention? Or?
Well, one other quick story. When I was in the seventh grade, and I don't know.
Well, it's not exactly what I had in mind. No, just kidding.
It's a monkey. It's a monkey
okay.
story.
All right. Thank God, because we got monkey action coming later.
Well, that's
in the
what
show.
What I thought. But anyway, yeah. I was. There were slam books back then, and some of you are not old enough to remember them. But basically, they were a notebook that was passed around, and it would say things like, "What do you think of Harry Hayward?" And you would pass it around the kids in school, so you could find out what they thought about you. And I was in love with a girl. But I wasn't popular enough to get in anybody's slam book, so I started my own just so I could find out what she thought of me. So, what do you think of Harry Hayward? I made sure she got it. I was so excited. I took it back to my desk, opened it up. What did it say? Looks like a monkey. And it was kind of the end of my life from that point on, I guess.
Wow.
Anyway, that's all.
All right.
My dogs, hello, Franklin, and hello, Sachemo.
Nice. All right, so if you just tuned in, this is Talking Animals, where we're celebrating the 10th anniversary of the show with a bunch of great musicians performing animal songs. So Judy Tampa, either with one band or another, Bunko Squad, Dirty Spoons and Trash, has been a huge supporter of Talking Animals and often offering to perform at an event before I even have a chance to ask her. So anyways, Judy Tampa and Bunko Squad have an awesome new single out called The Best Man in the World, but today she's here to sing a different original tune. So Judy Tampa, take it away.
Thank you. Thanks for having us here. I'm going to do a song. You have to wait to the second verse to hear the part about cats, but it's kind of about cats' place in the world.
Cool.
If love were all, gas would be so cheap. If love were money, we'd be on easy street. Love for the government, well, we'd all be in bed. And if love was not the answer, we'll all be dead. And we're all gonna die, oh, 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 oh. We're all gonna die, oh, 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 oh. I'll be slaves. If cats were Christians, we'd all be saved. If cats were the communists, well, we'd all be red. But if love's not the answer, we'll all be dead. And we're all gonna die. Oh, 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 oh. We're all gonna die, oh, 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 oh. We're all gonna die, oh, 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 oh. We're all gonna die, oh.
We're all gonna die.
Sounds so great. Thanks to our engineer, Steve Arduengo, and Cora Sheerling for getting that amazing sound with the multitude of folks in here singing and playing. So Judy, let's talk a little bit about something we obviously want to be sure to mention, what's happening next month, the benefit for John McEwen, who originally was going to play this morning. But
John is in, he's in rehab now. He's been in the hospital for a few weeks, and he had a serious operation, abdominal surgery, and we're going to have a benefit for him at Four Green Fields on the 28th of July because he needs some help with his medical expenses, like so many of us. Insurance doesn't really cover everything you need. So July 28th at Four Green Fields, 3 p.m., and there will be live music. Some of us are playing, Ronnie's playing, lots of people, Irish music, dance, Cajun music. We have a live, a silent auction and raffles, and please come on out to help John McEwen.
And also you can find out more, there's a Facebook devoted to that. You can just search for Rebound Johnny on Facebook.
Yes, Rebound Johnny is the name of the benefit and the Facebook page.
Right, and the next few days, I guess there'll be a website devoted to this as well.
This is true.
Yeah, cool. So, Judy, any animals that we should talk about? Or?
Hi, Bucky and Boogie. Hi, Bucky and Boogie. They're listening, and they're wondering where their breakfast is.
Me too.
Get back. Right. So, all right, so Scott Elliott is, of course, a fellow programmer here at WMNF, and you can hear him later today and every Wednesday from 1 to 4 on his amazing All Souls edition of It's the Music. And he's also been a longstanding supporter of Talking Animals on the air and all the events that we've done, from DJing at a Talking Animals festival to performing at last year's Talking Animals Music Night as part of Talk to Mark, alongside Mark Murphy, who's also here this morning. So let's welcome Scott Elliott and Mark Murphy.
Touches shore, the clouds move swiftly and me so small compared to it all, like a fly on the wall. As pieces sweep, their meaning is still no clearer, and under my feet, there's nothing to stop my own free fall. Down and down I go, and compared to it all, I'm a fly on the wall. Resting our hopes and wishes, the night in between, I'm casting my scope just fishing. In spite of it all, oh, look at me so small, and compare to it all, I'm a fly on the wall. compared to it all. I'm a fly on the wall, and compared to it all, I'm a fly on the wall.
Scott Elliott, Mark Murphy.
Thanks a lot.
Fly on the wall. So, you guys, perhaps the most notable upcoming Talk to Mark gig would be at Sympathy for the Devil, the Mick Jagger Turn 70 tribute, Exile on Main Street. So, maybe you guys could talk a little about what you're doing. There's going to be hours and hours of, I guess I should quickly say, the Stones music. That's July 26th at the State Theater and July 27th at Skipper's. These are both WMNF, course, tributes.
Yeah.
But you guys, in particular, are doing what each night?
We're doing the full album.
The full Exile on Main Street double album, every song in its entirety.
It's a major undertaking.
In order.
Yeah.
Which I think everybody has been saying no one, including the Stones or anyone else, done this.
No, that's right. That's sealed the deal for me.
Yeah, we all talked about doing some aerobics because we have to have a lot of energy, like Mick. You
know? Yeah, for sure. Well, that's going to be awesome.
And no word yet as to whether the band will be rechristened Talk to Mick just for the one week.
Oh, I like it. Well,
we're working on the licensing.
I hope that night it certainly should be called that. Yeah. And then, Scott, since this is June 19th, can you describe Juneteenth a little bit and then the events that we have planned for Sunday?
Juneteenth is a date, June 19th, 1865. It was a date 3 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. It started in Galveston, Texas. There were many, many slaves in the United States that did not know that they were free for 3 years, until 3 years after the emancipation happened. So it was a day of celebration and regrouping and reconnecting with family. And so it's become like this festival type thing every year on June 19th, where people get together and eat and celebrate and just reflect on the state of, you know, social everything, you know. So everybody's invited. It's like a very inclusive thing, though. So it's for everyone. So
it's this Sunday is when we're actually, even though today's the day, it Sunday, so everybody can be more available to come by and see, hang out at the station.
You'll hear it online on the air from 8 in the morning till 11 o'clock at night, but the open house starts around 8 o'clock in the morning. And then, starts at 6 in the morning. I'm sorry, it's 6 in the morning, but the open house starts at 8 till about 9, where you can get tours. But the potluck and live music is from 1 to 6 in the afternoon on the 23rd. And we have some great artists coming in to partake in that. So,
awesome. So that's again this Sunday.
Come down. Bring dish.
Right. So, okay. So, you know, of course, one of the main pieces of Talking Animals is the animal songs, as we're noting here today. But one of our other little signature pieces is animal comedy each week. So, Maria, if you're ready, let's play a little brief snippet that I pulled together for today's show.
You know, you always hear swimming's the best exercise, but have you seen how fat whales are? Whales, they're like swimming all the time. It's not working, whales. Not working. Whales always kind of sound depressed, don't they? Rejected by eHarmony. My Facebook friends forgot my birthday. Why am I so bad at hide and seek? The fish always find me. Wouldn't it be great if we found out whales were in complete denial about how huge they are? It's mostly water weight. It's a lot of water weight. Once after a show, someone came up to me and they're like, you know, whales aren't fat, they have a layer of blubber. I thought calling myself Big Bone was a cop-out. Blubber, that's like the opposite of muscle. It goes like muscular, tone, flabby, and then like a mile away is blubber. Fat made a noise, would be blubber. Damn you, Plankton, you don't even taste good. Plankton, that can't be that high in calories. That's got to be frustrating for some whales. All they eat is plankton. I only eat plankton.
you know, the fish are like, and cupcakes. Just plankton sprinkled on pizza. It's mostly water weight.
All right, that was Jim Gaffigan with a snippet of a piece called Whales from his comedy special called Mr. Universe. So again, this is Talking Animals. We're celebrating the 10th anniversary of the show with a raft of amazing musicians who have somehow agreed to come in early this morning to perform animal songs. So again, I really, really thank them. And also, again, want to thank Steve Arduango and Corey Sheerling for doing an amazing job engineering with a lot of people and mics and guitars and everything else. So anyway, as I mentioned at the top of the show, Rebecca Pulley created our opening theme song, which I adore. And as far as I know, so does everyone else. And she played at a Talking Animals Festival early on, I think, in Ronnie's band. And then last year, she and Rob performed at the Talking Animals Music Night, and she's here this morning, so I think she's about to head out on a long tour, mostly so I can stop asking her for Talking Animals favors. I think she's just trying to hit the road so I can't reach her for more favors. But anyway, so here's Rebecca Pulley.
All right. Like a bird.
Rebecca Pulley. Awesome. Any animal friends that we should mention, Rebecca?
I'll give out a shout out to my boo. That's my cat. His name is Boo.
Nice.
For short, Boobert McGoobert is his full name.
Wow.
And I also did not give him his num nums this morning. And woo, when I do that, he listens to me. Magoo, Magoo, sorry.
I like it. Yeah. Go Boo. Okay, so a few things coming up. It looks like Friday, Tavern at Bayboro in St. Pete,
yep.
I think. Saturday.
Yeah, early show, 5:30, Tavern at Bayboro on the USF St. Pete campus. And Saturday night, I'm playing with my band, and Ronnie Elliott is playing with his band. And we're playing at the Hideaway Cafe in St. Petersburg, 8 o'clock show. That should be cool.
Nice. And when do you go on that that tour that I mentioned? It's
I'm leaving July 4th.
Okay. And how long a tour is it? It seemed like kind of a long.
Yeah, I'm not going to be back till the end of August.
All right.
I'll be gone for a little while.
All right. So I won't be contacting you during that period. So that's good. So now, look, I think partly because there's one song fewer than we had planned, and we're sort of just ahead of schedule. I don't know if we want to figure out maybe one other song before we get to our big finale, and I'm going to do a couple little announcements, and then we'll do Ronnie's song. But I mean, we're, you know, delightfully, surprisingly, sort of have more time than I would have thought at this point. But let me just do a couple of quick animal related announcements, including that Southeastern Guide Dogs is in need of puppy raisers, more puppy raisers. So they're looking for new raisers in Pinellas, Hillsboro, Sarasota. And I guess for those listening online, Atlanta, Georgia, Charlotte, and Houston. But it's a pretty cool thing. And in fact, 2 weeks from today, I'll be on vacation. But Flea will be sitting in, and he's going to be in talking to the Tampa coordinator for the Puppy Raisers and for Southeastern Guide Dogs. And it's pretty interesting. It's really, really specific what those dogs can and can't do when they're being raised, and obviously because they're being prepared for a pretty pretty serious job. So a couple other things coming up. Monday, June 24th, there's a vegan baking class sponsored by Whole Foods. That's held at Whole Foods, the North Dale Mabry Highway location. And then June 25th, again at Whole Foods at that location, Dale Mabry, there's a special event with Rip Esselstyn, and kind of the focus of that film, Forks Over Knives, and has a new book out called My Beef with Meat. And so we'll come back to some other things if we have time, but at least wanted to be sure to mention those things. All right, roll. So Ronnie Elliott, what can I say? He's performed at Talking Animals events. He turns up at Talking Animals events that he's not performing at just to support them or support me. He helped guide me through, on this morning show from the get-go when I wondered if it was too crazy to ask a slew of hotshot musicians to get up insanely early in the morning to play animal songs on the radio. And he said, no, give it a shot. Why not? So he's awesome. He's Ronnie Elliott. So let's hear from him now.
Thanks. It's I forgot to leave my radio on. So
I didn't turn my radio on. I know. I was just thinking. I was
So there's
I can't turn the radio
on. No, there's no point in me saying hello to Jamaica and Angel,
well,
but
you could always play back the art.
Yeah.
Later.
Oh,
so,
Jamaica, good girl.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, Angel. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's true. So, you know, anybody who's ever met my dog knows that I will not be a puppy raiser for a guide dog. That's the my dogs are never good. They're sweet though. That's it.
One monkey don't stop no show. One monkey don't stop no show. You know, I haven't been doing too well lately, and I got an email from my pal Chuck Prophet, San Francisco, California. He said, hey, Ronnie, maybe you ought to think about ditching that so-called career in Tampa, getting out here to San Francisco. We got some music. We got some women. Treat you good. They don't ignore you. aren't enough men to go around for some of these women out here. I know what you're putting up with there. I think you could have a good time here. I think you could get up and take care of yourself. Make some music. Make some love and have a good time. You know, things don't happen that way all the time. 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 Sometimes I feel sorry for myself, though. I look around and my dog doesn't say anything. My cat doesn't talk. I get a lot of advice and a lot of wisdom, though, from the looks I get from them. Jamaica thinks, you know, I came from the Humane Society here. This is my home. I guess she's got a point. Angel, I borrowed a live trap from my veterinarian and I trapped her behind the racetrack gas station over on Gandy, just on the other side of the bridge. So this is kind of home for Angel too. She had her three kittens here. And I start to think about San Francisco, and I start to think about Austin, Texas, and I start to think about the other places that I care about, and I think, well, this is my home too. I can't leave Tampa. If I knew someplace better, I'd go there. I would already be living there. I don't think I'd be any more successful in the music business or the romance department in San Francisco than I am in Tampa. I have all of these beautiful friends here, and I have this wonderful radio station. This is home. One monkey don't stop no show. One monkey don't stop no show. Come on now, man. One monkey don't stop no show. One monkey don't stop no show. I'm home, baby. And one monkey has never stopped any show.
On any shows or gigs? I know. I think you're actually doing some shows with Rebecca, but yeah, anything else we should mention?
No, the Saturday night thing at the Hideaway.
Sure.
I'm looking forward to that. That's the only thing that comes to mind.
Okay.
Let's see.
Did you mention, Ronnie was talking about Jamaica and Angel, his pets, but on his last CD, he recorded a song, Jamaica and the Angel, and it's awesome. If you haven't heard it, it's really, really cool. But you don't know it's about his pets.
Why,
it just sounds like
you.
A couple that like Bonnie and Clyde or something. It's really, really cool song.
Or Bonnie and Bonnie.
Right. You have to sort of read between the lines.
Yeah,
for sure. So I'm thinking, is there any other, do you want to sort of wing one more song? You guys,
I could tell the butt story again.
there's been a lot of requests. Even though I can't see the DJ email, there's been a lot of requests if Harry would just tell the butt story again. Yeah. A lot of emphasis on the worms, they said. If you could emphasize the worms more next time. So
all the lines are lit.
Yeah, that's right. I can't see one of them, but that's what I hear. So looks like you guys have something in mind. Or
well, it's something that everybody can sing along with us, too.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Great.
And it goes along with Ronnie's theme.
Okay, well, cool.
It's a monkey song.
Let me just quickly say, remind people again, and maybe only tuning in now, which hopefully they'll go back and listen on the archives, because it's been pretty amazing. But we have in the studio with us Gracie Grishup, Harry Hayward, Judy Tampa, Scott Elliott, Mark Murphy, Rebecca Pulley, Ronnie Elliott, George Pappas, and Van Atta, and all in the sort of celebration of Talking Animals 10th anniversary. It's all animal songs all the time. So let's see what you have.
You guys know Monkey Man, right?
Kind of, sort of.
Wow, we've got the monkey theme going big time. Yeah. We're expanding on the
Thank
monkey
goodness,
theme.
Goodness, yeah.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, yeah, you can say ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, help us out on the ay, ay, ay's. And the falsetto la, la, la in the middle of the song.
Yeah.
Key of G.
Oh, yeah, thank goodness.
1-4-5.
And monkey sounds, if you have any.
Simple. Yeah, feel free to make monkey noises. All right, Scott, tell them who this one's for.
This one's for all the bouncers.
For the bouncers.
Big.
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 Monkey, monkey man. Ay, 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 tell them, tell you, hugging up the big monkey man. I never saw you, I only heard of you. Hugging up the big monkey man. I never saw you, I only heard of you. Hugging up the big monkey man. It's no lie, it's no lie. Tell them, tell you, hugging up the big monkey man. It's no lie, it's no lie. Tell them, tell you, hugging up the big monkey man. Now I know that, now I understand. You're turning the monkey on me. Now I know that, now I understand. You're turning the monkey on me. Ay, 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 tell them, hooking up the big monkey man. Ay, 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 tell them, hooking up the big monkey man.
Break it down now.
The la-la's really high.
It's your best ball set up.
Here we go.
Yeah, thank you guys. That was again Mark Murphy, Scott Elliott, and others. All right, so I'm just going to thank a few people before we get into our last monkey song, perhaps, of the morning.
Maybe.
So, you know, when I first came up with this idea about 11 years or so ago, I thought, Jesus, this is crazy, you know, whatever. Anyway, so I only told a few people. I told my wife, Colleen McGar. I told this guy, Stephen Crozier, who I'd done radio with in the late 70s. I told actually my mother-in-law, Elizabeth McGar, and I told John Taylor, who is no longer with us, but they all supported the idea, and he and John created the first website, created the first logo, created the first Talking Animals Festival poster and t-shirt, so definitely want to acknowledge him. And other thanks include Libby Busalis, Flea, Don Dickens, Bev Capshaw, Steve Arduengo, and Corey Schilling, again, doing an amazing job engineering this morning. Thank you. Maria Oliver, mining the store in the other studio, Allison Giannato, Sheila Calley, Laura Taylor, Joellen Schilke, Randy Wynn, Rob Lori, and many others that I've probably forgotten to thank. But anyway, so again, thank you all of you. Again, we've got you know, Gracie Grishop, Ann Vanetta, Harry Hayward, Judy Tampa, Scott Elliott, Mark Murphy, Rebecca Pulley, Ronnie Elliott, George Pompas, and all in the studio early in the morning to help me mark the 10th anniversary. So I really, really appreciate it. Thank you guys very, very much. And I guess this last thing kind of answers the $64,000 question, like what happens when all these musicians band together and, you know, for one last monkey song, apparently. Yeah.
By the way, congratulations, Duncan.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't think this answers any questions that ask questions.
So. All right, it might raise some questions, which only Harry can probably answer with another story. Yeah.
Yeah. Harry's making monkey faces, but we don't have that.
I can tell by your face you belong to the monkey race. Bound to look like a monkey when you grow old.
I can tell by your knees you've been a-climbing these coconut trees.
You're bound to look like a monkey when you grow old. When you grow old.
When you grow old.
When you grow old.
When you grow old.
You're bound to look like a monkey when you grow old. Like a monkey when you grow old.
I can tell by your skin that a monkey was your friend.
You're bound to look like a monkey when you grow old. When you grow old.
When you grow old.
When you grow old.
When you grow old.
Yeah, you're bound to look like a monkey,
you grow old.
George.
Couple minutes before the NPR news. I don't know if anybody wants to.
We could do it again.
We could do it again, or see you later, alligator comes to mind. But maybe we stick with the monkey theme. I'm open to suggestion, but
I can do a good old dog, and people can sing along if they want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like an easy one.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. All right. We like that
animal song. All right. Hip. All right. This one's called Good Old Dog. For all the good dogs that are waiting at home for their treats right now while we're out here playing. It stays there the whole time. Older than before, and my things hang to the floor. I won't let you forget about me, so I left you a treat stuck on the bottom of your feet, what did you feed me? You used to let me sleep in your bed, but now instead of me is a man of your dreams, and now I'm sleeping under the trees. Oh, I'm rolling in the leaves. We're probably gonna bury me. All right, take it away, somebody.
A couple quick things about what's happening in the next couple weeks of Talking Animals. Next Wednesday, June 26th, my guest will be Dr. Jennifer Conrad, a veterinarian and director of the Paw Project, an organization that seeks to educate the public about the harmful effects of feline declawing, and to end the practice of the declaw surgery. We'll discuss this and a great new documentary on her and the Paw Project's legislative efforts to outlaw declawing. And then 2 weeks from today, as I mentioned earlier, the fabulous Flea will be here guest hosting for me, interviewing the Tampa coordinator for puppy raisers at Southeastern Guide Dogs. So again, want to thank everybody. Oh, one other quick thing too, looking ahead even further, July 28th, Rebound Johnny, the benefit for John McEwen. Again, that July 28th from 3 to 7 p.m. at 4 Green Fields Pub. Facebook page, just search Rebound Johnny, get all the details and help defray some of his medical expenses. And so we definitely want to go and support him. Sorry he couldn't be with us today. And I think we got to be pretty close to the NPR News. So again, just want to thank you guys all for coming. Again, Ann Vanetta, Gracie Grishop, Harry Hayward, Judy Tampa, Scott Elliott, Mark Murphy, Rebecca Pulley, Ronnie Elliott.